Hey guys, this is your girl Lira, and you're listening to Self-Reflection Podcast. Thank you guys for joining me on another episode of Self-Reflection Podcast. I hope this podcast episode finds you in the best possible state that you can be in for yourself today. And if you're not doing your best, I hope find some time to care for your mental health, physical health, emotional health, spiritual health, and your psychological health. You know, I hope you find some time to do some self-reflection. Just gather yourself and find the best possible way you can deal with what you're dealing with in this moment, right? Whatever that meaning you talking to somebody, you know, depending on what you're going through. What if that meaning you actually spending time alone? What if that means you finding a supportive team to work with in this moment? Whatever type of support you need, right? I hope you get that in this moment. You know, I encourage everyone, please don't be afraid to go out and ask for help. You know, don't be afraid to go out and ask for help, because one of the reasons why we don't fully heal, or one of the reasons why we don't go on a healing journey, is because we're afraid to ask for help. One of the reasons why we stop ourselves from achieving the goals that we want to achieve is because we are afraid and insecure to ask for help, right? We are insecure in that space. So please don't feel ashamed if you need support. You know what I'm saying? We all need help at some point in our life. We all do. Please get that support that you need. Before we get into our podcast episode for today, I want to ask you, did you listen to our last week episode? And also, did you join us on our Sunday self-reflection? If so, please, I would love to hear from you. Drop a comment in the comment section. Also, please do not forget to like, share, and subscribe on our channel if you haven't done so already. All right, guys, let's get into our podcast episode for today.
Not afraid. I'm not afraid of nothing.
No. I think I moved past that stage. I moved past a stage where I'm afraid of failure. I moved past a stage where I am afraid of how people would look at me. I moved past a stage where I am afraid to try. I moved past a stage where I'm afraid to open up and be vulnerable and ask for help. I moved past a stage even where I'm afraid of death. I'm not afraid of nothing in this world because I'm not of this world. I'm not of this world. So I'm not afraid of nothing, you know? I'm a child of God. I believe in that spirit. I believe in the divine force. That's what I believe in. And that's who I believe in. Therefore, I am not afraid of anything, because that being, that spirit is stronger, is better, faster, smarter. That spirit can heal me. I believe in that spirit. Therefore, I am not afraid of nothing in this world, because nothing in this world can hurt me. Nothing in this world can make me feel as if I am less than, as if I am not human. Nothing in this world can take away my power. Because, like I said, I am not of this world. I am God's child. I am a child of Yahweh. And Him, He has always protected me. And He will continue to protect me. Therefore, I cannot be afraid of anything. For all one sees truly is my flesh. Therefore, all you can truly hurt is the flesh. Nothing else. And I am not my flesh. I am not what I wear. I am not my black skin. I am not the earrings, the jewelries, the diamonds, the cars, the clothes. I am not what you see. I am beyond that. I am a spiritual being. Therefore, I cannot be hurt.
by worldly things, by humans, people. I believe in God. I believe in that divine force. I know I come from that divine force. I know I come from that divine force. Because God said, I am you and you are me. We are one. I am one with God. Therefore, I cannot be afraid of anything because God is not afraid of anything, because God is everything. God is everywhere. God created this universe. Therefore, I can't be afraid, because nothing in this world can truly hurt me. So my message to everyone out there, or anyone that is going through a challenging time right now, that feels alone, abandoned, that feels as if the weight that they're carrying is getting heavy. My message to anyone that is grieving, whether if it's you grieving a friendship, a friend, a partner, a car, a business, family member, whatever you're grieving in this moment, my message to you is, don't be afraid to call unto God. Don't be afraid to let God come into your life and lead. Don't be afraid to lean onto God in this moment, because He is there for you. He is there for you and always be there for you. Believe in yourself.
We're going to go on a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Wanting to lose weight, wanting to control your diet, wanting to be a little bit more healthier, wanting to have beautiful, fresh skin? Try Prolong. Here are 5 benefits of using the product Prolong. 1, you decrease blood pressure. 2, cellulite rejuvenation. You increase your cells in the body, rebuild new cells. 3, you enhance your metabolic function. 4, you improve blood sugar level. 5, you reduce inflammation in the body. Check out Prolong 5-Day Nutritional Program and subscribe to the program every 4 months for the best results by going to prolonglive.com. That is prolonglife.com. And for you, my dear self-profession family, you get 20% off with code SELF10 at checkout. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us on this conversation. Let's get back to our podcast.
Don't be afraid to start that business that you want to start. Don't be afraid to go on that adventure that you want to go on. Don't be afraid to start over if you have to. And most importantly, don't be afraid to try to push yourself to get out of your comfort zone. Don't be afraid to fail. Believe. Believe in yourself. Have faith. Most importantly, trust. Trust God. Move with faith. Move with confidence. Know that you belong. If you are alive today, Know that God handpicked you amongst thousands. If you are alive today, know that God chose you to be alive today. Find gratitude in this day. Find gratitude in this day. See it. Believe that you are special because you are. And most importantly, know that God loves you. Know that you can overcome any challenge that you're going through right now. And most importantly, in this conversation today, know that you can overcome your fear as well.
Self-Reflection Podcast is currently streaming on any platform you get your podcast from. Also, we have now started to upload some of our videos on YouTube. So Self-Reflection Podcast is now available on YouTube by Lyra Indefon. So check us out on YouTube at Self-Reflection Podcast. Please subscribe, share the podcast with one other person, and also leave your comments. And don't forget to hit the like button.
That was just something that was in my heart that I wanted to pour out here. I wanted to just remind whoever's listening right now to hold on to their faith and not to be afraid. Not to be afraid to try new things. Not to be afraid to get uncomfortable. And most importantly, not to be afraid of anything in this world, because you're not from this world. You're not from here. You're more than just your physical self. You're more than just the clothes you have. You're more than just the cars. You're more than just your fame. You're more than your physical self. Believe. Please, if you find this podcast episode motivating, inspiring, or uplifting, please share with one other person, as we would like to continue to grow our community. Again, thank you guys for joining me on Self-Reflection Podcast. I truly appreciate everyone that tunes in week after week. I hope you have a blessed day. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. Be kind and be gentle with yourself. Until next time, you're listening to Self-Reflection Podcast. And this is your girl, Lyra. Ta-da!